Blog Talk Radio.
My soul, Savior, Savior, Savior. My soul, Savior, Savior, to your will.
Come on, you know it. Just sing it with me.
My soul.
Can I take it again?
Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh my Lord, let your will be done in me. So be my guide, be my light, be my way, be my will.
Let me take it again.
So be my light and be my guide. Be my way, be my way. Oh, my Lord, come lay. My soul, Savior, Savior.
Everybody,
my soul.
Good morning, good morning to everyone. Good morning. I greet you in the name of the Father, Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. I pray that everyone's doing well this morning. We thank God for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining us this morning on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, my God, to fall afresh on me, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Father God, without you, I'm nothing. Without you, I can't do anything, Father. Touch, lead, guide, and direct my mind, my heart, my soul, my body, and my spirit, Lord God. Father God, wherever you are, Father God, lead us, lead me. Father, forgive us for our sins. Forgive me for my sins. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we're just pleased this morning, God. Yes, you are Lord. Father, we give thanks to you. We give thanks to you, God, in everything, everything, Father. We give thanks on this morning, Father God, according to Psalms 107:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we're learning to lean on you more and more each and every day, Father, in these trying times out here, Lord God. Father, so much is going on out here, Father God, in this world. Father, we know this is the signs of the times, Lord God. But you said that you would protect your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You smile on the just and the unjust, my God. So, Father, we thank you for shining this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. And we thank you for everything through Jesus Christ, your Son, Lord God. We thank you for the bad times. We thank you for the good health. We thank you for the bad health, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for our neighbors, Father God. We thank you for our children, Lord God, our grandchildren, Father God, in the name of Jesus, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, our friends, Lord God, our enemies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, lead us and guide us, Father. Make it clear to us, Father, of what you want us to do, Father God, and all that we go through, Lord God. We know that you are in control, Lord God. We know that you're going to take us through, Father God, and you're going to bring us out with victory, my God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, because you are in control, my God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father. Father, we bow down to you now, Lord God. We don't want the rocks to cry out for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for your guardian angels, Lord God, that watched over us all during the night, Father. We thank you, Father, for this day, Father. Some didn't arise this morning, but we did, Father. And Father God, we just asking you, Father God, to be with the bereaved all over the world, Lord God. Anyone suffering, anyone sick, Lord God, we still give you thanks, Lord God, because you are merciful, merciful, merciful God, and you're so kind, Lord God. And you're still in the blessing business, Father. So, Father God, we want to just ask you, Lord God, to continue to take us through, Father. Father, make it easy for us, Lord God. Make it easy for us to believe in you, Father God, to trust in you, Father God, and to continually praise your name, worship you. In Jesus' most holy, precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, where Dr. Afrida Bradford is the pastor and apostle of Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Hattie Cooper is your host on this morning. We thank you. We welcome all visitors to chiming in with us. Come back again and visit us in Jesus' name. We pray for you and your families. We pray that all is well with you. Come and join us again in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And we thank you. And to all of the members and the listening audience all over the Blog Talk Radio on this morning, in the name of Jesus, just trust God, believe God. He will do what he said he would do. He is not a liar, in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And we thank you. And enjoy your day. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Law of obedience. The first commandment, the great commandment, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul and your mind. You should love your neighbors as yourself. We must be able to forgive our neighbors and family members and friends. Having no unforgiveness and resentment, hatred towards anyone. Matthew 6:14. That's being in the will of God. And he expects that from us. Obedience help us to live the life God plans for us. He is aware we are humans, imperfect, and need his guidance in every situation, putting his teaching above all our will. Sure, humans struggle. Yes, we struggle. We struggle with obedience. Obedience is authority. Obedience is rules. We struggle with that. God is aware of that. But when we pray to him and ask him to lead us and guide us through obedience, he will through his word. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us, to make us humble. We need the Bible. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. God wants his people to be led by his spirit, by his voice, and his direction. Jeremiah 29:11. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:19. God is asking us to love him, honor him, praise him, worship him, and acknowledge his son, Jesus Christ, in every daily walk of life and giving thanks unto him. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Luke 6:46. Obedience comes with rules, authority, God's will, his teaching, his voice, and his plans. But Peter and the apostles asked, we must obey God rather than men. Acts 5:29. Our obedience gives in a way of destruction. We have a lot of distractions in this world. We have a lot of responsibilities. Do not allow us first, not everyone, but some of us. Romans 12:1. For this is the love of God, that his commandments, and his commandments is not burdensome. 1 John 5:3. Because God do not want us to serve him if we think that it's a pressure or it's burdensome or we have to serve him. He give us all free will. Whether we want to serve him, whether we don't want to serve him. He did not make us robots, and we did not come with the remote control. We came with instructions, his instructions, the Holy Bible. Being obedient allows us to stay in the will of God and in his presence. When we are connected, we belong to him. He can fight for us, but if we carefully obey his voice and do all I say, then I will be to your enemies, an adversary to your adversaries. That means enemies. We don't have to fight no battles because he would fight them for us. As long as we in his will, and long as we connected to him, and long as we are a child of God, because everyone is not a child of God. We all are God's creations, but we're not all a child of God. He will fight our battles for us. Exodus 23:22. Good deeds cannot replace obedience. You can take care of the poor, take in the homeless, help your neighbor, also pray long prayers, have great hospitality, go to church often, knowing the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. Sure, that's fine. That's good. because he said, study to show ourselves approved, so a workman shall not be ashamed. Very good. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. Psalms 119:30. Remember the lost sheep? The lost sheep. It was three lost. It was the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. But we're just going to talk about a little about the lost sheep. The lost sheep. It was many sheep, many, many sheep. But one wandered off, hundreds of sheep. One wandered off. We don't want to be like the lost sheep. We don't want to be lost. Although the shepherd went after the lost sheep, he brought him back, jeopardizing all of the rest of the sheep. Why did the sheep wander off from the flock? Who knows? Maybe he was sick. Maybe he wanted to see something different. Maybe he didn't feel loved by the other sheep. Maybe the other sheep was abusing him. We don't know why he wandered off. He just may want to be alone. And sometimes we feel like that. Sometimes we act like that. Sometimes we go off. Sometimes we don't want to be found. Sometimes we wander off because we're sick. Sometimes we don't want no one to know that we're sick. Sometimes we don't want to be bothered. But that shepherd knew that that sheep was missing out of all the other sheep. And that's how it should be in the house of God. When one sheep get lost, the shepherd should go after the sheep to find out what happened to the sheep. Ask questions. Why the sheep left? But nevertheless, the sheep separated on himself, by himself. He or she. Confused, probably tried to find his way back, couldn't find his way back. Now he's in distress, hurting. Sounds like some of us in the house of God, hurting, depressed, anxiety, sickness, hopelessness, fearful, don't want to be bothered. And nowadays, God said his own elect will fall away. We're upset. No joy, no peace. Not all of us, some of us. Trying to find our way, trying to find our way back from the pandemic. A lot of God's people fell away. Trying to find their way back to the shepherd. The shepherd is calling. He's calling. He's calling. Can we hear him? And we need to find our way back. Not church as usual. Church is different now. If we can get in the house of God, we should find our way back in to fellowship among the brethren. But the sheep was located. He found the sheep. He had to carry the sheep on his neck, on his shoulder, because of the sheep was in so much despair. Was just wore out. Totally wore out. Did not even want to move. Could not even walk in distress. Again, we are looking and we are asking God, our Savior, if we need to be picked up by Him, please pick us up. Pick us up emotionally, spiritually, financially. It's not really a big, big thing, but it is a big thing. But when we acknowledge who God is, He would, what is Matthew 6:33, all these things would be added on to us. So we just ask the Savior to stop by now, wherever we are, and pick us up if we needed to be picked up. Because we are hurting in some type of way. But nevertheless, our God is merciful. Our God is good. He said He would never leave us nor forsake us. Just like He picked this lost sheep up, He's picking us up right now in the name of Jesus. So, saints of God, if we do not walk in obedience, we're walking out of the will of God. And when we walk in obedience, we're walking in disobedience. And when we walk in disobedience, it will bring chaos to our life. Not just to our life, to our family life, to our church, to our job, to our business life, and even to strangers in the street. So we are asking God for His mercy, for His peace, for His forgiveness. We repent right now for whatever we have done, said, not done for Him to put us back on track. In Jesus' most holy, precious, precious name. And we thank God for today. We thank God for everything, for His grace and His mercy. And we thank Him for victory. And we thank Him for uncommon favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we thank Him for bringing all the lost sheep back to the fold. In the name of Jesus, we thank Him right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because He's great. He's wonderful. And He takes on all of our burdens. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And in closing, we just want to give Him praise. We want to give Him honor. We just want to lift our hands and just say, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, for this day here. Not to worry about tomorrow, because today has enough trouble in it. And we thank Him for a lovely, peaceful day today. And we thank Him for meeting all of our needs. Because He will supply our every need. And we thank God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank You, Father. Thank You for this time with You. And my subject was restarting. Restarting. If we need to restart, we ask God to help us to restart all over again. To forget about the former things. Forget about the past. And restart us again. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Right now, at this time, I'm going to call for the altar of prayer. I'm going to open up the doors of the church, and anyone that needs to be saved or want to be saved in Jesus' most holy, precious name, give your heart to Christ Jesus, repent of your sins, and ask the Lord to come into your life. Because for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So if anyone confess with their mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in their heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So right now, wherever you are, ask God to forgive you for your sins. Ask him to come into your heart and save you. And he will. And we thank you for saving the lost souls in the name of Jesus Christ. Now the announcement to reach us, you can reach us and visit us, our website at lifewordjesus.org. You can visit us there in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise God for you. We'll be praying for you and your family. And come and join us again. And have a blessed and a safe day in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you. God be with you and your family. And peace be with you as well. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, amen. To everyone out there in the radio land on Blog Talk Radio, Hattie Cooper signing out. God bless.
If anybody want the Lord to make them over, just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know my other side. I can no longer hide. Let you down so the more that you try to be by my side, the more I push you out.
All over the building, let me hear you say, Lord, make me over.
Lord.
Is that anybody's prayer out there tonight?
Make me over again.
Somebody out there sing it, come on.
Make me over again. Make me over again.
Time after time I failed you. Pierced your side when they already
Does anybody want God to make them over? Take out everything that's not like them.